the Public News Service DOA Newscast, December the 6th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. Holiday stress is a concern for most people, but when you mix in travel plans and chronic health issues, those worries might be elevated.
Whether you're flying to a warmer destination or driving a few hours to a relative's house, Dr. Mary Boylan with St. Luke's Hospital in Duluth says preparation is vital for those with a chronic health condition like heart disease or being at risk of stroke. To start, she recommends you check in with your doctor to find out if you're healthy enough to travel. If so, getting the logistics down should be the next priority.
It's really easy to think, oh, I'm just going to fly here or fly there and forget about the details. So if we can take those actual itinerary items off the table and have arranged to have a cart if we need a cart to get us to our gate, that's a really good step.
Safely transporting medical devices is another priority. Boylan recommends checking with transportation agencies and companies about their policies for storing and screening them. I'm Mike Moen.
Other tips include locating nearby health facilities during your trip and for long flights, maybe wearing compression socks to prevent blood clots. Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville's blockade on military promotions that stretched over 10 months has come to an end. The Alabama lawmaker, who has been protesting a Pentagon policy on abortion since February, told reporters Tuesday he'll be lifting holds on military promotions for nominees 3 stars and below. That from USA Today. They report the blockade has prevented more than 400 military jobs from being filled. Depending on the case, the Pentagon can give service members time off and pay for travel to have an abortion, the policy put into effect after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. And college presidents testified before a congressional committee on Tuesday on the rise of anti-Semitism on college campuses since the October 7 Hamas-led attack on Israel.
Colleges have become a hotbed of protest over Israel's counterattack on Gaza, which has killed more than 15,000 Palestinians. Harvard University President Claudine Gay says her focus has been to confront hate while protecting free expression, even of views considered offensive.
But when that expression crosses into conduct that violates our policies around bullying, harassment, intimidation, threats, we take action.
Gay says Harvard has made it easier to report threats against Jewish, Muslim, or Arab students on campus or online, increased mental health services, and created spaces for all students and staff to process the ongoing conflict in the Middle East. I'm Catherine Carley reporting.
While the college presidents were grilled by lawmakers from both parties, House Democrats noted that Republicans have proposed cuts to the Department of Education Civil Rights Office, which investigates incidents of anti-Semitism. This is Public News Service. A Knoxville-based environmental group is voicing health and safety concerns about the development of a landfill for radioactive waste from the Y-12 uranium processing facility in Oak Ridge. Details now from Daniel Smith.
For 6 decades, Y-12 has been processing and storing highly enriched uranium. Tomve Cardelet, coordinator for the Oak Ridge Environmental Peace Alliance, says her group is raising concerns to the community and lawmakers about what it sees as the environmental hazards and public health risks that come with creating a landfill for toxic waste.
There's been some violations with the Clean Water Act. So like right now, a radioactive waste landfill in Oak Ridge is approved to be built, but this required waiving the Clean Water Act rules. So there's like upcoming litigation around this.
Critics of the uranium enriching process says it poses health and safety risks to the community.
And a recent report finds wetlands forming on surface mines in Virginia could benefit the state.
These wetlands are forming because surface mining flattens land. There are lingering questions about how this wetland creation balances the loss of naturally occurring wetlands from the same mining. Wally Smith with the Clinch Coalition was surprised to see how many wetlands surface mining created. He finds these wetlands can combat increased flooding.
When you have all these new wetlands that are occurring on the top of a mountain where there, you know, historically was not a wetland there, when it does rain and you do have a storm event, the runoff that's coming off of that site, some of it at least, is going to end up stored in those wetlands, and that can potentially slow the amount of water and runoff that's going to make its way downstream and contribute to a flood.
But this is dependent on the health of those wetlands. If they're not as strong, they could fall apart, leading to increased runoff and flooding. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
Between 2017 and 2020, the state received four $10 million grants for this kind of work. Finally, Suzanne Potter lets us know the state's largest county has just opened the new care court system. It is designed to get help for severely mentally ill people in Los Angeles.
CARE stands for Community Assistance, Recovery, and Empowerment, a court where families, roommates, social workers, first responders, and clinicians can petition a judge to get people the assistance they need. L.A. County Superior Court Presiding Judge Samantha Jessner says a person must be 18 or older and participation is voluntary.
They must be diagnosed within the schizophrenia and other psychotic disorders class. They must be unlikely to survive safely in the community without support. Participation in a care plan must be the least restrictive alternative.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Hear us on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.